This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school baseball, the Seguin Matadors come into their final game of the regular season in the fourth and final playoff spot in District 26-5A tonight, but they have three teams breathing down their neck. The Matadors are 6-7 in District as they head to the Hill Country to play Bernie Champion this evening. New Braunfels Canyon, San Antonio Wagner, and Kerrville Tyvee are in a three-way tie for fifth at 5-8. Canyon will host Wagner tonight while Tyvee plays at last place Veterans Memorial here on the final day of the district season. Bernie Champion, meanwhile, is a half game behind Smithson Valley for first place in the district. Champion owns the first place tiebreaker with the Rangers and will earn the top seed in the district with a win tonight. If Seguin beats the Chargers, they will clinch the final playoff berth in the district. If the Mats lose, there'll be at least one tiebreaker game for Seguin next week to determine the last playoff spot. Tonight's first pitch between Seguin and Bernie Champion is set for 7 p.m. in Bernie. The Marion Bulldogs, who finished another unbeaten district season last week, will wrap their regular season with a non-district game tonight at home. The Bulldogs will host San Antonio Jefferson. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. at Marion High School. The UIL baseball bi-district playoffs start next Thursday. In high school softball last night, a couple of area teams are in 0-1 holes in their best of three bi-district series. The Seguin Lady Matadors got off to a good start against Liberty Hill in their Class 5A playoff, but the Lady Panthers stormed back to run rule Seguin to take the series opener 16-6 in San Marcos. Cameron Rios hit a two-run home run in the first, and Briley Weeding launched a two-run bomb of her own in the third to stake the Lady Mats to a 6-3 lead. But in the bottom of the third, Liberty Hill would send 10 batters to the plate and score 7 runs to take the lead for good. Riley Slimp, Addison Shiflett, and Bella Nicholson hit back-to-back-to-back home runs for the Lady Panthers to jump out in front 10-6 after three innings. Liberty Hill would score a run in the fourth and 5 in the fifth to invoke the mercy rule. The Lady Mats will look to rebound today and even the series. Game 2 is set for 6 o'clock this evening at San Marcos High School. We'll have all the action for you here on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. If Seguin wins tonight, Game 3 will be held tomorrow at noon in San Marcos, and we'll also have that game on KWED. The Navarro Lady Panthers also fell in Game 1 of their best-of-three series in the Class 4A bi-district round as the Davenport Lady Wolves run-ruled the Lady Panthers 18-0 in Geronimo. Navarro will try to bounce back and keep their season alive in Game 2 tonight at Davenport High School. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. A Game 3, if necessary, will take place tomorrow at noon back at Navarro High School. And the District 26-3A champion Marion Lady Bulldogs will get their bi-district series underway today in Columbus. The Lady Bulldogs are playing Tidehaven from District 25-3A. The teams are playing a doubleheader in Columbus this afternoon. A Game 3, if necessary, will be held in Hallettsville tomorrow at noon. On the college diamond, Texas Lutheran baseball dropped their series opener to Southwestern 4-3 up in Georgetown on a walk-off single by the Pirates in the bottom of the ninth inning on Thursday. The Bulldogs remain a half game ahead of the St. Thomas Celts for the fourth and final spot in the SCAC tournament. TLU has two games remaining. The Celts open a three-game series with Austin College today. Texas Lutheran and Southwestern will finish their three-game series tomorrow with a doubleheader in Georgetown. First pitch is set for 1 p.m. All streaming and live stat links can be found on TLUBulldogs.com. Meanwhile, the 11th-ranked TLU softball team is in Houston to start a three-game series with St. Thomas today. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. The Bulldogs and Celts will play a doubleheader tomorrow with the first game at 1 o'clock. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.